I drink a lot.
Pardon?
Drink?
Which,
present, drink.
That's present, okay. And yesterday you...
Drank.
And you have...
Drunk.
Okay. Dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin. What do you say to them? They're standing.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and sit down. Have a seat.
Okay.
Why don't y'all be seated?
Anything else, if it were company or people you wanted to impress?
I don't think so. Just have a seat, probably.
All right. And, well, you said you asked them to sit down, and so
mm-hmm.
then they had all...
They had sat.
And he...
He will sit. He sat yesterday.
All right. I guess them all. Okay, you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, so you say, no, you don't say pass the potatoes. What do you say?
Well...
You want him to take
yeah,
some
uh-huh.
before he...
Go ahead and help yourself.
So he went ahead and?
Helped himself.
And since he had already?
Helped himself.
Okay. You decide not to eat something, so you say, I don't.
I don't care for any of that, thank you.
Would you say anything else?
Mm-hmm.
If it were just the family?
Are you kidding? I don't eat this. get that away from me. No, not really.
All right.
No thanks. I don't know.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been...
Warmed over.
And if it was something you'd had before, you would call it...
Having leftovers.
Mm-hmm. You put the food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever boil cornmeal with salt and water and eat it that way? With a spoon?
Haven't, no.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of mush.
Okay. What do you call peas and beets and carrots and that sort of thing?
Vegetables.
Do you have a special term for those which are grown at home rather than bought in the store?
Might say homegrown vegetables.
All right. And the small plot where you might grow vegetables?
Garden.
Mm-hmm. And the southern food that's made of ground corn served with bacon and eggs?
Mm-hmm. Grits.
Do you have a name for the whole grain?
Hominy.
Okay, that's what that means. Hominy's the big stuff and grits
mm-hmm.
is the little stuff. Do you ever use hominy grits?
No, I don't.
All right. What starch is made from the inside of the grain raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas?
Rice.
And some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages?
Yeah, moonshine. I know several, but trying to be honest about
yes,
this.
Yes, right.
Moonshine and white lightning. I've heard corn liquor.
Mm. Is there any difference in the quality of these?
No, it's all pretty potent.
Mm-hmm. If something was very bad and might even kill you, what would you call that?
Maybe rot gut.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the word splurge?
No.
Okay. When something is cooking and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just...
Smell that.
Mm-hmm.
It smells good.
Ah, mm-hmm. The stuff that you put on pancakes, this sweet liquid.
Syrup.
And then the other stuff that's a little bit like syrup.
Molasses.
And in comparing the thickness of the two, you might say the molasses.
Molasses is thicker.
Okay. Did you ever hear long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-hmm.
Or any other special terms like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, if it's not imitation maple syrup, it's...
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. When, sugar is sold wholesale and not prepackaged, you would say it's sold how?
Well, I know you want bulk for mm-hmm. pronunciation.
Yes, but what would you say?
I don't know. I'd probably just say straight out of the barrel.
Okay, good. Same with crackers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the sweet spread that's made from the juice of apples or peaches or grapes and spread on toast.
Jelly.
And what do you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Yes. There's a bowl of fruit on the tables, peaches and apples. Somebody offers you a peach, but that's not what you want, so you say no.
Give me an apple. I'd be just as likely to say give me an apple, though.
Mm-hmm.